Hi everyone, welcome back to What the FinTech. What the FinTech is a news and information platform covering the latest FinTech development in Hong Kong, Singapore, China and Asia. Join us every week for an engaging conversation with one of the tech leaders in Asia or everywhere in the world to discuss about entrepreneurships, emerging technology, customer engagement and partnerships. And today we have someone very special from UK. We have Emma from Kogo. Hey Emma, how are you today?
Hey Mehdi, very well. A bit chilly, but good.
I'm very happy to speak with you because we met a few months ago at the Money 2020 Amsterdam show, and we had a panel discussion, and it was a great one, especially with your friend from ING there. But before we start this interview, I would like to just to have a quick introduction of you. Who are you? What have you done? And what are you doing with Kogo?
Yeah, Mehdi, that was good fun. It was the head of sustainability at ING Netherlands, Leon Vinance. And I think you ended up trying to moderate two very passionate people on the subject of sustainability. So you did very well. Well done. Yes, I am Emma Kisby. I'm the CEO for Kogo in Europe. I actually started out my career commercializing customer data. So what that meant was helping big FTSE 100 companies using customer data and insight to really drive more value to their bottom line. And a big part of that was getting people to buy more stuff. I did a stint working for the family office at Virgin and really started to think about purpose, both in terms of the combination of purpose and profitability, but also my own personal purpose. And thinking about how we could use all these skills around customer data and insights for good, there was a really interesting intersection between my work and private life when my daughter, age 9, decided to organize a climate march and really started to think about what my legacy is and where I'm using my career and wanted to think about a positive impact, notably in my working life. And that's when I met Ben, who is an amazing guy. He's ex-United Nations, worked for the New Zealand government, and he had this wonderful vision around helping people to understand the impact of their spend on people and planet. And that's how I ended up joining Kogo, to help him scale his wonderful mission and make it a commercial reality. So that's how the story began.
Very interesting. Thank you for sharing your story with us. For the people who doesn't know Kogo, can you explain what is Kogo, what is the core mission, and you know what the platforms offer?
Yeah, so Kogo stands for Connecting Good. As I said, it's all about helping people to understand their impact on people and planet. We really focus in on helping individuals and small businesses to understand their personalized carbon footprints. So we help them measure, understand, and reduce their carbon emissions. And we do that by working with our wonderful banking partners like ING, who I already mentioned, and people like NatWest and Commonwealth Bank.
Very good, very good. I was checking also on my notes, and I see that Kogo use a lot of data and behavioral science to create and enhance sustainability solutions. Can you share a bit more on this element and how you interact with the customer and your platform?
Yeah, so the one of the biggest challenges that we hear from, let's start with individuals anyway, is there is this big intention action gap and people don't understand how they can make a difference to the climate crisis. And actually, an individual's spend closely correlates with their impact on carbon emissions. So what we have done is we have taken your spending information and matched it with emissions factor data in terms of where and how much you spend. And that is the first part of helping people to understand their personalized carbon footprint. We then apply behavioral science, which is all these techniques that retailers have been using for many, many years to help people to buy more stuff. We use all those time techniques to help influence people to be more sustainable, more conscious about the way that they consume.
One of the words I've seen also on the website is purpose-driven business. And it's a word that it's often used by companies today. Can you tell us how Kogo embodies these terms in his, I would say, daily operation and also in terms of long-term vision?
Yeah, you're right, Mehdi. It's a very popular term. I will start with our long-term vision. We, as a team, very early on in the business, spent some time working out what our North Star is. What was our real ambition for the business? And we looked at really our purpose being around delivering scale and impact in our solutions to help drive to low carbon economy and make a more sustainable and fairer society to live in. In terms of how that affects our daily operations, we live and breathe our values. So we track our own carbon emissions. In fact, it's 78 tons of CO2e so far this year. We're a B Corp business. And also we embrace and encourage diversity. I am a massive advocate for women in fintech. And in fact, we have a negative gender pay gap. And we are constantly looking to evolve and improve the way that we operate as a team and the way that we work and collaborate with our partners and what we are striving for.
Thank you very much. I think it's a very good understanding and very good intro of the company, but I would like to delve a bit more, like deeper with you right now. And I would like to understand what is the unique proposition of Kogo and how you differentiate yourself compared to other solutions in the market?
You're right, Mehdi. The good thing is that we started actually as a charity 12 years ago, and now we're privately held. But we started around really trying to help people to measure their impact and small businesses, as I said. In the last 3-4 years, we've suddenly had lots of competitors. It used to be quite a lonely place, but now we see a lot of competition in the market, which is fantastic because it validates our business and the ability, but also importantly, it validates the opportunity to make a significant difference. But we do differentiate ourselves. So we've been doing this for a very long time. And what we are all about is not just tracking and measuring, which is what a number of companies do. We are also about action and impact. So we use the best credible data, the most granular data. It's not perfect. No one has perfect data, but the data is good enough. What we say is there's good enough precision to make decisions. But then what we do is we have a personalized carbon engine where we're able to deliver insights and recommendations based on individuals and small businesses' actions to encourage them to reduce their carbon emissions. And then we're able to show them the potential carbon savings, but also more importantly, able to show them the carbon savings that they are making. So the action and the impact are really important. And the third area I'd say is we have successively scaled real-time integrated solution with a number of banks. So they're live in market out to 30 million customers potential reach. As a result, we are also always innovating and thinking about how we can use that same data and insight to support the end users, but also the banks to help motivate and mobilize to a lower carbon economy.
Perfect. I think you already start to answer my next question, but I will ask it anyway. Do you have other example of how Kogo assists businesses to understand and reducing their compensation for environmental environment? You just give an example, but I don't know if you have other use case you can share with us.
Yeah, we have two arms to our business. So we have the Personal Carbon Manager tool, which is a feature that we integrate with the banks I've mentioned, like NatWest and Commonwealth Bank and people like Westpac. We integrate that into the mobile banking experience. And as a result, when people are looking at the impact of their spend or looking at spending insights, then they can also see the impact of their footprint or see the footprint insights. We also, though, have a tool for small to medium-sized enterprises, and we have a partnership with Xero where we help SMEs to understand, again, the impact of their spend and also to add in activity data where they need to comply with regulations, but importantly, help them to really think around their Scope 3 emissions and their Scope 1 and 2 to help them to take action around how they can be more effective and efficient as a business.
Perfect. It's very interesting. One of the things also I've seen is like you make analysis of the behavior of your customers, and it's something I'm working on in my daily life with the bank I'm working with. Can you tell us how this is impacting effectively the change on the user behavior to understand how they use the platforms and the marketplace?
I think, as you said, Mehdi, these techniques are not unique. They're being used all over the place, whether it's by the banks, whether it's retailers. It is all these techniques which is encouraging behavioural change. And there are some that are particularly relevant to what we do. So, for example, nudge is really important in terms of thinking about what is the right nudge. Feedback loops, again, very proven in terms of giving people feedback and positive reinforcement, relatability, social norms, all these principles that have been playing out in everything that you see in user experiences, we are applying that to this area of carbon emissions and helping people be more sustainable. We just put a bit of a twist on it, and we recognize that there are certain challenges when we talk about the climate that are very different to other areas. So, for example, as I talked about at the start, this is a very big problem and people feel it's so big that it's not relatable. So we then look at how we can make that relatable. And there are lots of nuances in that. I think people try and translate carbon emissions into donuts eaten or mobile phone chargers. We've done a lot of research and a lot of testing about what actually not only people can relate to, but actually what will drive that actual behavior change in terms of people being more conscious about the impact of their spend.
Thank you very much. It's very clear. One of the things also I've seen about Kogo and is interesting is the way that you work with partners and you create ecosystem partnerships and you scale them. I saw a lot of news last year and this year around like your partnership in Europe, in other countries in the world. How do you create this partnership and how do you, this partnership can help you to reach further goals that your platform can create initially and also like the partner can imagine at the very beginning of this relationship?
Yes, when I think back to the start of Kogo, we initially created an app using open banking technology. And it was really well received. It was received by around 50,000 people who downloaded it and using it and giving us amazing feedback. And we were really proud of it. But we needed scale and impact. I talked about our North Star. And what we realized is we need to go where consumers are thinking about their spend. And that is what directed us to really think about banking partnerships. In terms of then that guiding principle, it's about scale and impact. We tend to look to the banks that we believe in the market have significant scale, but also can operate nimbly enough to deliver impact. You know, the quality of their digital propositions, the attitude of their customer base, and equally the bank's own operational footprints and what they're doing around sustainability. But equally, not just with banks, we also, as I mentioned, work with accountancy software. So for SMEs, we're thinking, where would SMEs be really thinking around the challenges around their carbon emissions? Well, when they're thinking about their business, they're typically looking within the accountancy software. We've also started working with grocers and again, thinking around when people really think about their diet, that's typically in that shopping experience. So we tend to look at where we think that it makes most sense in terms of influencing the consumer decision or the end user's position. And then we think around the scale and impact that we can help that consumer or end user have.
When we speak about scalability, there is always a challenge. There is a challenge on the creation of the ecosystem, the challenge of driving platforms in a partnership with other companies. So I would like to understand what were the major challenges you faced when you were scaling the platform of Kogo across Europe, because your market is mostly yours, and how did you address them?
Oh, it's a great question. As a green fintech business or a climate fintech business, the opportunity we have is we're small, nimble, and we can innovate very quickly. But as I said, the challenge that we also have then is we don't have the scale. So for us to then work with, for example, the banking partnerships that I referenced, we then have to respect the fact that with great scale comes great responsibility, and equally these big systems and platforms that have a lot of demands on them. So I think one of the challenges that we have had is we have fantastic innovation and opportunity, but we have to work very collaboratively with our partners to make sure that we integrate our features in the most effective way, which also suits their most commonly their technical platforms. So I would say the pace that we can operate, we have to find compromise. We are constantly trying to push and innovate, but also need to be respectful of the big legacy platforms that we don't have the challenge of having, but then equally we don't have the scale. So there are lots of opportunities and compromise that we have to have.
We touched base a bit about the next topic for this discussion with customer experience. So you mentioned a couple of use cases. I would like to ask you the question a bit differently. How do you create stickiness and keep customer engaged on the platforms?
Yeah, so carbon footprinting and people understanding the impact of their spend is not a new topic. It's been around for a long time, but it was traditionally and historically survey-based. You know, you can go in and answer lots of questions and it would give you an answer and it would say your carbon footprint is X kgs of CO2e. But the problem is then nothing happens. And the engagement and the action-orientated impact is what is significant. So the opportunity we have is by integrating our solution into, for example, individuals and mobile banking experience, it's real time. And therefore, in those real time moments of truth, you can engage with the consumers on areas of spend that they are thinking about at that moment. So for example, energy bills, you're constantly thinking, you're not going to be thinking about your energy all the time. When you typically think about it is the end of the month when the bill comes in. So how we look to engage our customers is these moments of truth where we know that there will be a consideration in that decision-making for their end user. And then we, as we said, we apply nudge theory, we give positive feedbacks, we give cues, these kind of areas to really help people understand, hey, this was a fantastic thing. You took public transport. You've actually saved this amount of carbon. Or, for example, we've seen that you filled up with fuel. Do you know that actually transitioning to an EV can have this impact in terms of reducing your overall carbon footprint? We also acknowledge there's obviously a cost implication of that, but it's more around initially engaging around that education. And then it's thinking about how we can both motivate and mobilize end users to take action.
Thank you very much. This is very interesting. I have a couple of questions about the future ahead. So I'm based in Hong Kong, but I still watch a lot of European show or YouTube channels looking at, you know, ecology and sustainability and climate actions. And it seems that the next decade is very critical for this. So where do you see your role or the role of Kogo evolving in the next 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think we all instinctively know that this is a critical decade of change. The interesting thing is we're seeing a lot of exciting solutions and propositions being thrown out into the market. And it's great to see. But one of the challenges is there's so much noise. And we hear this a lot. We hear this a lot, especially from SMEs, where almost now there's so much information and solutions and propositions out there, they don't actually know where to go. And that's where I believe Kogo has a pivotal role to play around how we use data and insight to both signpost their impact, but also help them essentially take tailored journeys to help them reduce their carbon emissions. So what are the right actions to take? Signposting them and guiding through that journey from an end-to-end position so that they can really understand what action they need to take to make the biggest impact. I think in terms of the companies we work with, the data and insight is really important to help them future-proof their business, but also help them with more pressures that are coming in around kind of disclosure and reporting. So the data and insight I see as a pivotal opportunity, and I see Kogo being a front runner and a really important driver of using this to facilitate faster change.
We are talking a bit about the future and what will happen in the next 5-10 years. But if you look at the immediate future or very near future, there is anything you can share with us about new features coming on the platforms or new pipelines that you can just give us a kind of a small sneak peek into it?
A sneak peek, that's kind of sharing some of our secrets, Mehdi. We have started working with a couple of grocers about really helping consumers starting to understand their basket share impact. So we like to call it a carbon footprint. So it's really, again, breaking it down, not at a spend level, but then as an actual mission level to say, look, if you look across your basket, this is the impact that basket is having. And again, really help what we see as a challenge around carbon illiteracy. So people really starting to understand the impact of their spend and making conscious decisions. And that's all we really ask, is that people are conscious about the decisions they are making.
Interesting. I would like just to focus a bit on you, because you are the CEO in Europe, you are a leader. I've seen many videos of you some panel discussion and articles. So you are a leader in a purpose-driven business, right? One of my questions would be, how do you ensure that your team stays motivated and aligned to Kogo missions and visions?
Yeah, I am very lucky, Mehdi. One is, for me personally, I'm hugely passionate about both the topic of climate change, but also about the opportunity of data and insights, which are both my passion and I would like to think my skill set. I'm also very passionate, very lucky and passionate about the team, that I have a wonderful team around me who equally share that passion. And we are very careful about how and where we employ from, that we ensure that people are very aligned to our values. So we have our values around trust and transparency, together we will grow, respect and integrity. These are really important for us, but also people really care about this subject. So it's not that hard for me to motivate the team. Don't get me wrong, we have our ups and downs as a business, as any scale up does. But that being said, in terms of motivating on the absolute mission, everyone is very clear on the fact that we are looking to drive scale and impact to help reduce the carbon emissions and drive us to a low carbon economy. So it's not hard to remind people about that. We tend to also get together face to face and have a drink and celebrate each other when we have successes as well. But certainly in terms of motivation, the mission does its job, basically.
Team spirit and team building and celebration of success are very important in any organization. My next question would be, what is the most fulfilling part of your mission or your journey with Kogo so far?
We had a very pivotal point 2 years ago where, as I said, we had an app in market that was fantastic, but we hadn't achieved scale and impact. And I would say in 2020 and 2021, we secured a partnership with NatWest, and it was our first scale banking partners where we were integrating our features into their mobile banking experience. And they were key sponsors of COP26 at the time and were very keen to get it live in market. And we as a team managed to turn it around within 6 months and were live out in market. And within 2 days, I think we had more people check the carbon footprint feature than we'd had in 6 months prior on the app. So it was very rewarding and it was an amazing team effort. And it really showed the power of collaboration. And that has probably been one of my proudest moments at Kogo.
Well, this is pretty impressive and it's a good success story for you. Any advice you would like to offer to any entrepreneurs in this industry or like looking at impact-driven startups?
Well, firstly, just huge encouragement for anyone starting an impact-driven startup. There are so many amazing businesses around looking for solutions to help address some of these systemic challenges that we have around the climate or social inequality, et cetera. So definitely go for it. I think the key thing that I see is really around the impact and making sure that you can actually measure that impact. It's really critical. It's a question we get asked a lot. Well, it's great that you're an impact driven, but can you prove it? And I think that would be my kind of my advice really to people starting up an impact driven business. How are you going to measure it? And can you demonstrate that to both your investors, your customers, and your partners and the team? And that's a really critical part for us that we continuously look at.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I try to create this podcast as a platform for every entrepreneur or C-level of a company to discuss about, things that matters to them. I ask you a couple of questions, but I would like to see with you if I didn't miss anything or if you would like to touch point on any specific project that you are covering, mission you are doing, or anything you would like to share with everyone here.
I think the thing I would like to share is this is a crisis and there is a little bit of anxiety around greenwashing, green hushing, politicization. There is so much opportunity for everyone to play a role and to take action. And we need faster action if we are going to save our planet. So I would encourage everyone to think about their own role, their business, the opportunities they might have to start something up. And go for it. Be bold, be brave. We need bolder and braver action to address this climate crisis.
Your message is for individual or also for collective actions against that climate crisis?
Yeah, I think as individuals, we all feel very small in our actions, but as a collective, we can be incredibly powerful. If you look at the IPCC report from April, they actually state that 70% of greenhouse gases are linked to household consumption. So we can make a difference. Here in the UK, SMEs contribute 50% of all of our emissions. So we as individuals and then combined into a collective can make a significant difference, even though sometimes our small actions don't feel that big.
How can people or companies, businesses can get in touch with Kogo?
Well, you can check out our website. It's kogo.co, very easy. And it gives advice on carbon footprint measurement. And you can learn more about the personal carbon manager and business carbon manager tools.
Do you have like any blogs, articles or source of information people can check about what you are doing, but also about the climate crisis?
We have some amazing blogs written from all across the team on our website on kogo.co. So you can see it on there. And also you can follow us on LinkedIn because we're always looking for engaged, passionate climate champions. So follow us and get in touch or check out our website.
And my last question will be, do you have any additional thought or insight you'd like to share with the audience?
My kind of overriding kind of thoughts and advice are look at how you can take action. You know, whether you are working in a big corporate, whether you're starting in a small business, or what you can do in your personal life, every difference. So hopefully this gives people a bit of an opportunity to have a real think about what they can do to make a difference.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Emma. It was a pleasure to have you here and to see you again.
Thank you, Mehdi.